Muncy, first Seager, now Turner, Cody Bellinger, Mookie Betts has done it again.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Renegade. I don't hold back on my enemies.
That's well hit. And it's a grand slam home run.
This is Morongo Casino World Champion Dodgers on deck.
Back to back, bottom of the first. Betts leaps and makes the catch.
There is no mission impossible. How could you stop the unstoppable?
Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck is brought to you by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
UCLA Health.
Keeping you on top of your game.
Mutual of America.
Your retirement company.
That's back at the wall and that's gone. The fourth home run of the night for the Dodgers.
Children's Hospital LA.
From colds to cancer, we got this.
Jim Beam.
Official bourbon of the LA Dodgers.
And your SoCal Toyota dealers.
We make it easy.
Now with a pregame look at your World Series champion Dodgers.
Champions of baseball.
Here's your host, Tim Cates.
Hi, everybody, and welcome into Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck. Hope you're well. Your World Series champion Dodgers 4-1 to start this season after taking 3-4 in Denver over the weekend from the Rockies. The Dodgers went into Oakland last night and took the series opener from the A's. Tonight, Dodgers look to do it again as Clayton Kershaw goes to the mound. First pitch from the Coliseum in Oakland is set for 6:40. Coming up over the next hour here on Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with Rick Monday and Tim Neverett in just a couple of minutes. We're going to hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We'll hear from Jorge Castillo from the LA Times. We'll get you a preview of tonight's pitching matchup. We're going to have your chance to play the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game contest. You'll hear from the newest member of our Dodger broadcast team, Kirsten Watson. She'll check in shortly. As we're on David Vasse, who will join us with the very latest from the Dodgers clubhouse and from the field. Well, last night at the Coliseum, the Dodgers used the long ball and May's fastball to beat the A's 10-3. Dustin May, his 2021 debut, code red, went six shutout innings, scattered just two hits along the way while striking out eight. Dustin May was really good, and so was the Dodgers' offense. In the second, Zach McKinstry with a sac fly, Dodgers up 1-0. Two batters later, the bases were loaded for Corey Seager.
Dodgers looking for some two-out lightning off the bat of Seager. Here's the pitch from Montas. Swung on and drilled to center and deep. Going back after it, Canna, he won't get it. It bounces off the track and off the wall. Taylor is in to score. Rios is in to score. Here comes Mookie in to score. It is a two-out bases clearing double for Corey Seager. And the Dodgers with a 4-0 lead.
Corey Seager clearing the bases. Dodgers up 4-0 in the third. They tacked on three more. Will Smith, a solo home run, his second of the season. Zach McKinstry added again, an RBI single. Then a wild pitch scored Chris Taylor. Dodgers were up 7-0. Fast forward to the seventh inning. Zach McKinstry added again. This time an RBI single to center. Dodgers up 8-0. In the eighth, Red turned two, flexed his muscles.
Turner swings at this pitch, hits it deep to center field. Back goes Canna to the wall. It's gone. A home run, Justin Turner. And the Dodgers lead it 9-0. Turner goes deep for the first time in 2021.
Slim and trim, old Red turn two, still has the power. The solo shot deep to center. That's the top tier play of the game, brought to you by Arco Quality Top Tier Gas for Less. Dodgers up big. Dustin May went the six innings before giving the ball to David Price, who ran into some trouble in the bottom of the eighth inning. He gave up three runs. Dodgers got one of those runs back, though, in the ninth. Justin Turner, an infield single, scoring Zach McKinstry. Dodgers put up a 10 spot as they go on to beat the A's 10-3 to take the series opener. Dustin May gets the win. What a night for the offense. Max Muncy, three hits. Zach McKinstry, three hits, three RBI. Corey Seager drove in three runs as the Dodgers win the series opener. Now 4-1 on this season. Tonight, they look to keep the winning going as they give the ball to Clayton Kershaw for game two of this three-game series. Series from Oakland, and with more, we welcome in Rick Monday and Tim Neverett. Guys!
Tim, thank you very much. It'll be another pleasant night at the Oakland Coliseum for the Dodgers and the Athletics. The Dodgers looking to win their second game and clinch the series. Meantime, the A's looking to win their first game of the season. They have dropped to 0-5, and it's just the third time that they have started 0-5 as a franchise since moving to Oakland in 1968. So the swinging A's haven't really been swinging the bat very well.
No, but they've seen the opposing team swing the bat. In fact, in those five games, the A's have scored a total of 12 runs. They have allowed, however, 45 runs to be scored against them. And last night they were shut down very well by Dustin May. What an outing he had, his first start this season. Six strong innings that kind of alleviated some arms having to be used out of the bullpen. Struck out eight batters to tie his career high to this particular point. No runs, just two hits for the right-hander. And Tim, we saw Dustin May last night, not only with a fastball, but also with the breaking stuff, and then changed speeds very well on top of it.
He's really more of a pitcher than a thrower, as he was when he came up, and he is just getting better and better and better.
Yeah, he is, and I think if you look at this lineup that had last night, Zach McKinstry batting in the number nine spot, he'll be there again tonight. And what a beginning Zach McKinstry is having. He had three hits. He knocked in three runs, including two singles. He had a double, a sacrifice fly. He was in left field last night. He'll be in right field tonight because Dave Roberts has to juggle his lineup around a little bit. Justin Turner will be the designated hitter. But Chris Taylor was hit on the left elbow. He's not available maybe to play. Maybe pinch run, maybe defense. But Cody Bellinger got spiked on his way down to first baseline. He's not going to be available tonight, and we understand he's going to have more tests to find out how long he might be out.
And Dave Roberts said he'll know more about those tests sometime toward the end of the game. Who will replace him in center field? Well, Mookie Betts. He is very familiar with center field. He's played 190 games in his career at that position. Plus, he covers a lot of ground no matter what position he's playing.
Yeah, he can play anywhere. So it'll be Pollock in left, Betts in center, and McKinstry will be in right field. They've got to get together as far as McKinstry along with Betts. Playing a little bit different defense as far as the assignments. And Edwin Rios is going to start at third base tonight because Turner's going to be the designated hitter. Gavin Lux returns lineup. He'll be at second base.
So the Dodgers go back at it tonight looking for another W. They'll try to get Clayton Kershaw his first win. Kershaw dropped the opener on April 1st in Colorado, but Kershaw will take that 0-1 record to the mound. He's got a very good ERA in his starts at Oakland. 1.71 is his ERA against the A's in Oakland in his career. So we'll look for Clayton Kershaw to throw a bunch of curveballs tonight, perhaps against Chris Bassitt, both opening day starters for both teams going at it tonight. Tim?
All right, thank you, guys. Still to come here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck. We'll hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We'll check in with Jorge Castillo from the LA Times. As he walks that Dodgers beat, we'll check in with David Vasse. We'll break down this pitching matchup, and we're going to have your chance to play the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game contest. But up next, Kirsten Watson will check in as we lead you up to Dodgers A's from Oakland. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Series champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers and A's game two of this three-game set from the Coliseum in Oakland. We'll preview this pitching matchup coming up in just a little bit. We'll also hear from manager Dave Roberts. First pitch set for 640.
Fly ball, the center field. It's way back at the wall. Gone, a home run.
The best drive of the game. Brought to you by Adriana's Insurance.
2-2, and he hammers one down the left field side, and it is gone. It is off the screen of the foul pole. A home run for Will Smith. His second of the season, second in as many days, and the Dodgers lead it 5-0.
Well, the Dodgers go on to beat the A's last night in the series opener 10-3. Speaking of the best drive of the game, if you want to save on your auto insurance, only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. More options, no contract, just savings. Give them a call, 800-498-7000, 800-498-7000.
This is Kirsten's Corner.
Come out of the corner now.
With Kirsten Watson.
Kirsten now joins us before the Dodgers and A's game two of this three-game set from the Coliseum in Oakland. Clayton Kershaw gets the start tonight. But last night, what a performance from old Code Red Dustin May, Kirsten.
Yes, Dustin May made his season debut last night. He went eight strikeouts and six innings pitched. And he just said it was fun to be out there. He did say, I think when I, as I've gotten to know Dustin, it seems like, you know, we can get so excited, and he's always going to be one step ahead, a little bit harder on himself. But he did say that he was excited to get out there and compete again and playing it for a game that counts. But he said that coming out of it, he still has some things that he wants to work on. He really wants to focus on landing the breaking ball, which was something that Dave Roberts had also hit on. But he was actually impressed with him instead of, oh, Dustin was kind of like, no, I want to get better at this and that. But from Dave Roberts' side, he was just saying that he was excited to see him out there. It was fun for him to watch. I don't know if you saw, but as he was leaving the game, he kind of, there was a shot on TV of him and of Dave Roberts and Destin talking to each other. And so we asked Destin about that moment, and he was just like, I wanted to stay in. I did. And Dave Roberts had to be like, you know, we have a long-term plan, and we're still continuing to build up from spring training. So to be in those six innings, all of that was really great for Destin, but it was definitely kind of funny because you just know, you could see it in Destin's eyes that he was like, I want to go back out there. But with it being cold out there, you know, staying warm was a big focus and a priority. He had his hoodie, which he said was able, worked well for him. But that's really kind of the focus in games like that. It's being able to go up, go down, stay warm, be ready, attack the zone. And so it definitely was, it's funny just to hear though from, you have manager side who's like, yeah, this is great. You know, he was really working on X, Y, and Z, and this is working well for him. And then from the player side, it's, I did what I had to do, but I want to be better. And there's still more that I want to work on. And so that was, it's always just kind of funny to hear. And also just his stamina, because he did touch 99 velocity from in the first inning and then again in the sixth inning. And he's, when we asked about that, he really just said that, you know, that's something that they've been working on. That's the focus of spring training, is to maintain that stamina throughout. And so being able to see that so early in the season, it only shows that there's still so much potential and really will only continue to go up.
Dodgers got banged up a little bit last night, despite the 10-3 win. Chris Taylor gets hit by a pitch and Cody Bellinger gets spiked.
Yeah, things that you really never want to see in baseball, any injuries. But I did check in with Dave Roberts, and for Cody Bellinger, he got cleated kind of on that back lower calf on his right leg. And so he, last night, was having some soreness. Dave Roberts kind of joked and was like, he said that he felt more pain putting the ice on it instead of actually that was from the injury. So, you know, these are super tough guys. But he is going to take some tests today. They're going to run him throughout the game. So we should hear more later this evening on what kind of that plan is. They're really just precautionary tests. And then from Chris Taylor's side, he was hit by the pitch, had some swelling in that left elbow. It's been announced as a left elbow contusion. So there was some immediate swelling. He did have some numbness, which I was told is normal when getting hit by a pitch. I'll be honest, I have personally never been hit by a pitch, and I really don't want to ever be hit by a pitch. But he did say that that is very normal. He did continue playing immediately after, but the numbness did not go away. So Chris Taylor came out of the game. Today, he is feeling a little bit better. We may see him come in and pinch run, potentially play some defense, Dave Roberts said. We don't want to have any hyperextension or swinging of the bat, so that will not be. And so for the most part, both of them are still day-to-day, but still seeing good improvement. Dave Roberts didn't sound like he had any concerns. But again, with Cody Bellinger, a few more tests are going to be run today, so we should have a definite answer later this evening.
Kirsten, great stuff. Kirsten's Corner, sponsored by Cars for Kids. You've trusted charity for car donations. Also now accepting donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call them today at 877-CARS-4KIDS. Still to come here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. We'll preview tonight's pitching matchup with Clayton Kershaw on the mound. We'll hear from Jorge Castillo of the LA Times. But up next, we'll get you an injury report as we lead you up to first pitch. Dodgers A's from the Coliseum in Oakland. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Series champion Dodgers Audio Note. It's the Dodgers and A's from Oakland. Clayton Kershaw on the mound, his second start of the year. Chris Bassett will go for the A's. First pitch set for 640.
This is the LA Dodgers Injury Report.
Presented by UCLA Health, keeping you off the injured list. Chris Taylor hit on the left elbow by a pitch last night. He is day-to-day. We'll hear from Dave Roberts coming up in just a minute. His comments on Chris Taylor and Cody Bellinger, who was spiked on the calf. We do know that Cody is not available tonight, and he's having further tests done. Tony Gonsolin on the IL with shoulder inflammation. Joe Kelly not with the team. Undisclosed injury still back at Camelback Ranch, as is Bruzdar Gratterall, who is ramping things up to get back to join this Dodgers team. Let's hear now from the Dodger skipper.
Anything else for Dave?
Dave, do you think...
Other questions for Dave?
Dave, can you just describe...
Dave, can you talk about the pressure?
In the dugout with Dave Roberts.
Chris is feeling better today. Potentially could be used to pinch run, play defense. But extension, as far as a swing, doesn't feel great about that yet. So we'll probably stay away from that capacity. With Cody right now, just still sore, going to get some tests today, later today. And I should know more by the end of the game as far as results. So still sore.
Okay, thank you. And then you have Mookie playing center field today. And yesterday we saw some movement with, of course, Bellinger and Chris Taylor being out. Having that flexibility, whether it's bringing Gavin Lux into play second or moving Zach to left field, whatever the case may be, what is the advantage of just having that ability to move different players around so much?
Yeah, you know, just part of, you know, our club is the depth, the versatility piece. And, you know, obviously with Mookie going to center field, he's played some center field. So to have him open to kind of moving around a little bit as well on top of the McKinstrys and the Taylors and, you know, guys like that, the Rios is moving from third base to first base and things like that. So it just allows for the optimum lineup and defense. So it's just another trademark, you know, of our ball club.
And tonight with Clayton, you mentioned last week his slider was just a little off. Do you expect that just to be better just getting out of Colorado?
You know, I think the first look is probably yes. You know, when you're talking about thin air altitude, that typically lends itself to balls not having the depth or the finish that they typically do. So, you know, I would assume it would be better, but we won't know until we get out there. But I do expect him to pitch well tonight.
And what are you looking forward to most on Friday? There's a lot going on for you guys.
I'm looking forward to seeing fans, Dodger fans, however many we can put in there to adhere to restrictions. Looking forward to getting that big fat ring and just to kind of, you know, put a bow on 2020. And I think that's it right there. Yeah.
The big fat ring. Have you seen it?
I've seen a couple pictures. But I haven't seen it in person. So I think we're all excited about that. And, man, what a crazy year. And, yeah, again, to cap off last year and to do that in front of our fans is something that we're all looking forward to.
Yeah, Dave, this further testing with Cody, and it's he was cleated last night. What are you testing for?
Well, I just think that I just want to make sure – or the docs want to make sure that you know, what other potential outside of, you know, two cleat contusions, you know, there might be more to it. So while there's still soreness, there could be any number of things, Bill, that they're testing for. So all I do know is that they're testing to make sure, you know, to be as thorough as we possibly can with Cody.
And it's in the ankle?
It's in the calf region, actually, the lower calf.
Dave, just going back to Friday, were you guys worried that you might not play a game on Friday, given what's happened with the Nationals?
I wouldn't say worried. I think that we were, you know, you hear about what's going on, and it was a possibility. Happy to see that they got a game in today, and they'll play tomorrow as far as the Nationals. So it really didn't get to that point of us being worried, but we were cognizant that there might be some possibility.
All right, there's manager Dave Roberts and his pregame talk to the media. Still to come, we'll have your chance to participate in the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. But when we come back here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with David Vassay as we lead you up to first pitch. Dodgers and A's from Oakland. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Series champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers in Oakland to take on the A's. Chris Bassett goes for Oakland. Clayton Kershaw makes the second start of the year for the Dodgers. First pitch set for 640.
Joining Tim Cates on Dodgers on Deck.
I accept everybody for who they are.
This is Dodger Insider, David Bassett.
All right, Dave, the Dodgers on a little bit of a winning streak here. Four straight, including the win last night against the A's in the opener of this series. But it's really been the starting pitching that's been helping them out.
Really, Tim, that has been the biggest part of this success to win every game since opening day. Kershaw, obviously, not that great on opening day. They're hoping that changes tonight. But after Kershaw, think back to what they did at Coors Field. Bauer had a no-hitter going into the seventh inning. Buehler, six strong innings, followed up by Julio Urias going 7-plus at Coors Field. And then last night, in his first start of the year, Dustin May proves why the Dodgers chose him to be the fifth starter. He goes six scoreless innings. So all in all, the Dodgers starters in the last four games, 25 and a third innings, they have only given up seven earned runs. And the reason why that's important is, as good as the starters have been, the bullpen has not been as good. they have given up 11 earned runs in 13 innings to start this season. That translates to a 7.62 ERA. And that's why I continue to say the Dodgers are still trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together in the bullpen. Brustar Graterol, who we now have found out that he had a slow start to camp because of COVID-related issues. He's posting on his Instagram account that he's pitching at Camelback Ranch. So once he comes back, that will give the Dodgers a more traditional hard-throwing reliever, more than having to rely on David Price and Jimmy Nelson every other night.
Justin Turner last night hit a home run, his first of the year, but he also hit some career milestones.
Yeah, it's getting to that point now in his career. His 800th game in a Dodger uniform last night.
Wow.
And that home run, it was a solo shot, that turned out to be his 500th career RBI. So he's at this point in time and in his career, and more importantly, his Dodger career, where he's starting to hit those career milestones.
Looking at the lineup tonight, Dave, Clayton Kershaw on the mound, and behind the plate, Austin Barnes.
Not a coincidence, Tim. And going back to when A.J. Ellis was the catcher, Dave Roberts refused to say the Dodgers have personal catchers for certain pitchers. But it's looking more like Austin Barnes is going to catch Clayton Kershaw. And part of the reason is Kershaw and Barnes have had history together. It's no secret Barnes is the guy that more pitchers feel comfortable with. Some pitchers sometimes feel more comfortable with a catcher. Others can throw to anybody. We saw that with Bauer and Will Smith. We saw it last night with Dustin May and Will Smith. But look, Clayton Kershaw got off to a rocky start in spring training. He got off to a rocky start on opening day. So the Dodgers are going to do as much as possible to make him feel comfortable to get his season on track.
Dave, it's the sixth game of the season. And for Zach McKinstry, I believe this is the third different starting position for him.
And that's his value. I feel like that's a better comparison that Dave Roberts used. Zach McKinstry is the left-handed version of Chris Taylor. Part of the reason why Dave is doing that is because Kike Hernandez is no longer on the team, so he doesn't want to continue to remind people of what they don't have. But the facts are, Kike Hernandez is a Gold Glove defender wherever he played. Left field, right field, center field, second base, shortstop. That's how good he is. Chris Taylor and Zach McKinstry are really good defensively, but they're not the defender that Kike Hernandez was. And Alex Cora actually texted me during spring training and told me that Kike is a better defender than what he even anticipated.
Great stuff, Dave. We'll check back in with you in just a couple of minutes. Dodger fans, time for you. I need three contestants for the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. 866-987-2570. You predict the player in the inning. The most thrilling play will happen tonight. If you're correct, you're going to win season passes to Six Flags Magic Mountain. 866-987-2570. Leading you up to first pitch from Oakland, Dodgers and A's. I'm Tim Cates, and you're listening to the World Series Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
Hit it out! How about you thought it was done? Really, we only begun, yeah!
Dodger fans!
Dodgers in Oakland as they continue this road trip to start the season. Game two against the A's. Dodgers won the opener last night. Clayton Kershaw on the mound. We'll preview the pitching matchup coming up in just a little bit. First pitch set for 640.
This.
Oh my God!
Are you not entertained?
Is the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game.
All right, we have our three contestants ready to go for the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game contest. The thrill is calling at Six Flags Magic Mountain, now open daily. Your favorite coasters are waiting to thrill you, so reserve your tickets now at sixflags.com. All right, you tell me the player in the inning the most thrilling play will happen, and if you're correct, you're going to win season passes to Six Flags Magic Mountain. All three of our contestants are going to get tickets just for participating. All right, David, you are first up. David, I need the player in the inning for the most thrilling play.
Seager, fourth inning.
Corey Seager in the fourth inning. All right, good luck to you, David. Richard is our second contestant. Richard, welcome to you. What's your guess?
Mookie Betts in the fifth.
Mookie Betts in the fifth inning. All right, good luck to you. Our third and final contestant is Gil. Gil, what is your guess tonight?
Mookie in the third.
Mookie Betts in the third inning. All right, good luck to all three of our contestants, David, Richard, and Gil, in the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. All right, time now to find out who's in and who's out of the Dodger lineup tonight.
Gone, a home run!
This is today's starting lineups, brought to you by In-N-Out.
That's what a hamburger is all about.
Since 1948, In-N-Out has been making their burgers fresh to order from their highest quality ingredients. It's a family tradition, and that's what a hamburger is all about. Leading off lane center field tonight, Mookie Betts batting second, and shortstop is Corey Seager. Batting third and designated hitter is Justin Turner. Batting fourth and at first base is Max Muncy. Batting fifth in left field is A.J. Pollock. Batting sixth at third base, Edwin Rios. Batting seventh at second base is Gavin Lux. Batting eighth and doing the catching is Austin Barnes. And batting ninth and in right field tonight is Zach McKinstry. When we continue here on Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with Rick Monday as we lead you up to first pitch. Dodgers and A's from Oakland. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Series champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading up to first pitch from Oakland, Dodgers and the A's. Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues. Morongo Casino, the newest, friendliest, and safest casino. Good times. Clayton Kershaw on the mound, getting his second start of the season. Still to come, we'll get you the keys to the game, plus a preview of tonight's pitching matchup. But first...
And now, joined by David Massey, here's LA Dodgers broadcaster and World Series champion Dodger, Rick Monday.
Rick Monday, the Dodger offense continues to swing a hot bat, more double-digit hits, and they actually put up a 10th spot. They got him home.
You know what's nice, David, is not only the offense, but if you look at the lineup in last night's ballgame, it was top and bottom all the way through, really, from top to the bottom, in order to score some runs. So McKinstry, who was batting in the ninth spot, all he did was knock in three runs. All he did was have three base hits, one double, his third double, of the season already, in a sacrifice fly. He has been very interesting to watch. Last night, he started in left field. Tonight, he will start in right field as they move Mookie Betts over to center. For those that may have missed it, Cody Bellinger last night got stepped on going down to first baseline late in the ballgame, beating out an infield single, but he got stepped on by the pitcher that was covering. And for Dave Roberts, says that Bellinger is not available tonight. And he's going to have some further tests by the physicians up in Oakland. Don't know what is going on, but it's either high ankle or low calf muscle somewhere in that particular area on the left leg. And for Chris Taylor, hit on the elbow yesterday in last night's ballgame. So he's going to be available for only pinch running and possibly defense. But I get the feeling that Dave Roberts wants to stay away from Chris Taylor at all costs tonight if possible.
Rick, you've experienced a lot of things in your playing career. Did you ever experience anything similar to Bellinger getting spiked last night, and how serious could it be?
Well, we don't know how serious it could be. I'm not going to, contemplate that from a public standpoint, but we looked at it last night. I thought it was somewhere high ankle. When he reached down to grab, and it was between the ankle and the calf muscle, I was wondering because I did not see any tear in his pant leg. I did not see any blood, thank goodness. But I speculated at the time and said, well, is it a possible high ankle sprain? Because he didn't limp immediately. It took a few seconds because adrenaline was there to begin with. And then finally realized, okay, I've got the base hit. He looked down at the leg, but then he began to limp. So we have no idea to the extent of this situation. But one thing about it, early in the season, they're going to make sure that he is close to 100% before he returns to the lineup.
And as far as Chris Taylor goes, I guess Dave Roberts said that he would use him as a pinch runner. For me, I thought maybe that would be worse of an injury than Bellinger's.
Yeah, it might be. And if he doesn't have a full extension of his left arm, which we understand he does not because being hit just slightly above the left elbow, is defense even a possibility? I think there's probably a better chance of him running in tonight's ballgame if needed late in the game in a tight game. Other than that, I really don't think he's going to be used.
Rick, the Dodgers have not only done well offensively, but really their starting pitching has set the tone, especially the last four starts from Bauer to Dustin May last night. Clayton Kershaw did not have the best of opening days. What did you see from him, and what does he have to do better tonight?
He just has to be more consistent. He's going to be able to do it, I think. The curveball was kind of dialing for dollars. The fastball, I thought, was left out over the plate a little bit too much. Here's the other thing about Clayton Kershaw. I've talked about it now for the last 4 years. Our opposing teams now, understanding is that, hey, he's somewhat predictable, in particular first pitch. he comes at you and tries to get strike one. There's nothing wrong with that. If you look at pitchers and you talk to the great pitchers, when you say, well, what's the best pitch that you threw? And they would say, without question, first pitch strike. And that's what Clayton Kershaw does a high percentage of the time. But as a hitter, you start to look at the trends. And the trend that we see is he's given up a higher batting average on the first pitch. And if I'm a hitter, I do not want to be no balls and two strikes or one ball and two strikes against Clayton Kershaw. There's a reason that after his career, 5 years after he retires, there's a reason he will be inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame. He has been that good. He's been that consistent. Here's another thing. If I'm a hitter, if the count's 3-2, I'm not going to be swinging at anything that's breaking, and I'm not going to be looking for anything that is breaking. I'm going to look fastball. Why? Well, the research that I did, he's only thrown 3 curveballs on a 3-2 count over the last 3 to 4 years. So what am I going to look for, 3-2? I'm going to look for the heater.
Yeah, and that's less predictable than what he was the first 5 or 6 years of his career, throwing that curveball with 2 strikes to any hitter out there. Rick, before I let you go, you had one of your great lines again describing the foul territory at the Oakland Coliseum. You said last night during the broadcast you could build condos in that foul territory. Another great one, Rick.
Exactly. In fact, you can build one down the right field line and you can build one down the left field line and still have plenty of room to play baseball.
I don't know. I don't want to gush over you too much, Rick. It's too early in the season, but that was a good one.
Okay. Well, we'll save a spot for you, David. Need a place to live.
Thanks. Table, send it back to you.
All right, thanks a lot, Dave. Thanks a lot, Mo. Still to come here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. We'll get you a preview of tonight's pitching matchup. Rick and Charlie will have the keys to the game, but when we come back, we're going to go high and tight with Jorge Castillo of the LA Times, covers this Dodgers team. Leading up the first pitch from Oakland, Dodgers and A's. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Series champion Dodgers Audio Network.
Don't waste beautiful. Throw away your trash and learn more about keeping our water healthy and litter-free at waterforla.com.
The quest to go back-to-back is on.
Now that we finally won one, it's just, you just don't take that for granted.
Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues on the official home of your world champion LA Dodgers.
It's the Dodgers and A's from Oakland. Game 2 of this 3-game set as Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues. Morongo Casino, the newest, friendliest, and safest casino. Good times. Clayton Kershaw and Chris Bassitt, the pitching matchup. We'll preview that coming up in just a couple of minutes. First pitch set for 6:40. Let's go high and tight now with David Vasse.
David Vasse. And now, what will likely be Vasse fielding insults from a Dodger player?
It's an engagement of endearment.
This is High and Tight.
All right, Tim, we are joined right now by one of, actually the best beat writer covering the Dodgers these days for the LA Times. He is up in Oakland. He is traveling with the Dodgers, and that is the one and only Jorge Castillo. Jorge, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
No problem, Dave. Thanks for having me.
So what's it like to be out there in the real world traveling with the team from from Denver to Oakland?
Different, you know. It's still the same as last year, essentially, basically, you know, where I'm very far away, no in-person access, all Zoom calls for pregame and postgame. But you know, I think it's good being here in person, seeing being where the players are, sensing what they're going through, I guess, from a distance, with the, you know, the conditions, the fan environment, things like that. So it's the same as last year, essentially.
Jorge, from your vantage point in the press box last night, how severe is Cody Bellinger's injury?
Yeah, we just talked to Dave Roberts right now, actually, before the game, and he mentioned that Cody will undergo further testing on the left on the calf that was spiked last night by Goudouin on that play. And you know, anytime you hear a test, that's it's not what you want to hear. Obviously, I do not know if it's a severe injury. If it's just precautionary, if he doesn't have any structural damage or anything. But for tonight, he will not play. He will not be available. And I think hopefully, you know, maybe after the game we'll have more developments, more news on that.
What was the tone in Dave Roberts' voice as far as that goes?
He didn't seem, like, particularly worried. But then again, you know, hard to tell via Zoom, right? But yeah, it didn't seem like it was particularly worried. It seemed like maybe a little more precautionary than anything else. He got spiked on the calf, not the ankle, which I think at first blush, you kind of, you know, you think that's a good thing, you know, if it's not the ankle, because, you know, you can break an ankle or something like that. But it was the calf, and, you know, there's obviously muscle and ligaments in there. Maybe we'll know more tonight.
Jorge Castillo from the LA Times is joining us. You could follow him on Twitter at Jorge Castillo. Not only is he a man that travels to major league ballparks, but he will even go to Oklahoma City to do a story on Gavin Lux and discover Zach McKinstry. So you've seen McKinstry 2 years ago to what he is now, coming onto the scene and really making a name for himself. What have you seen from him in the major leagues compared to what you saw in Oklahoma City?
Yeah, you know, when I went, I left there, obviously very impressed with Gavin Lux, but also very impressed with Zach McKinstry. That was the year he kind of blew up as a prospect. I guess you'd even want to call him a prospect. He was a little older, 23 years old, I think, at the time. And a guy who, his tool set doesn't necessarily scream major leaguer, but he does everything pretty well. And so far at the major league level, what he does, he makes contact, he gets the ball in play, and he makes things happen. We heard, you know, in spring training, A.J. Pollock, unsolicited, said, you know, he can rake. You know, to hear a big league like that talk about, you know, a guy who wasn't a huge prospect, a guy who was a 33rd round pick, who never hit a home run in college. I think it was Central Michigan, one of those directional Michigan schools. You know, this is a guy who wasn't, you know, a big deal until, you know, a couple of years ago. And this is he could play, you know, obviously play multiple positions. He's going to play the corner outfield spots. He can play the middle infield spots for this team. He's basically, as Dave Roberts described him the other day, a left-handed Chris Taylor. And, you know, that's someone who replaces Kike Hernandez pretty much, just sliding right into his role. So he's been super impressive here in the first, you know, few days, first few games. He's playing right field tonight with Mookie Betts going over to center field. But yeah, you know, I was impressed with him in Oklahoma City, and he's doing his thing right now at the major league level.
How much do you believe if he continues to swing the bat this way that he may be pushing for more playing time in left field, maybe a platoon with A.J. Pollock?
Yeah, I asked Dave Roberts that question last night, you know, if he's playing his way into more playing time, and he said he is. And, you know, obviously A.J. Pollock's gotten off to a slow start. He is a veteran. He has a track record. But, you know, this team, you know, they maximize, they try to optimize their lineup every opportunity. And if A.J. Pollock is going to, you know, be better against lefties and not as good against righties, then you got to bring in a guy like Zach McKinstry, who probably, you know, who can hit right-handed pitching better. It just makes sense. The guy, you know, it's small sample size, though. It's five games. Anything can happen. You know, Zach McKinstry hasn't proven much at the major league level, but so far it's been good, and this team really likes him. Because from the manager, from the front office on down, and his teammates, they speak very highly of him. And, you know, they go into all the, you know, he's a grinder, he's a baseball player. At the end of the day, he's just producing. I mean, that's what matters.
Zach McKinstry, I'm all in, Jorge. I don't need a small sample size. Don't give me that type of talk. I'm all in. Thanks a lot for the time, and safe travels back to Dodger Stadium. We'll see you out there on Friday for the home opener.
Thanks, Dave.
There he goes, Jorge Castillo, beat writer for the LA Times. You could follow him at Jorge Castillo. Tim, we'll send it back to you.
All right, thanks a lot, David. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Aria. Rooms and suites beyond compare. A dining destination that thrills and the best entertainment steps away. That's how we Vegas. Book at Aria.com. Still to come, Rick and Charlie will get you the keys to the game. But up next, we're going to break down this pitching matchup. It's the Dodgers and A's from Oakland. First pitch set for 640. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Series champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading up to first pitch from the Coliseum in Oakland. Dodgers, winners of four in a row, 4-1 to start the season. Game two of this three-game set coming up at 640.
Hung on and missed strike three. Yeah!
And now before the blue hits the field, we take a look at the pitching matchup.
Presented by your Southern California Toyota dealers, head to Toyota's We Make It Easy sales event where you'll find great deals on how to save on a new Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com or see your dealer for all offers. They make it easy. Clayton Kershaw, 0-1 with a 7.94 ERA, 33-year-old left-hander, making his second start of the year. His first outing, he allowed six runs on 10 hits over 5 2/3 innings against the Colorado Rockies. Believe it or not, this is his fifth career start against the A's. No wins, no losses, a 1.35 ERA, 23 strikeouts in his first four turns against the Oakland A's. This will be his fourth start at the Coliseum. Again, no wins, no losses, 1.71 ERA at the Coliseum with 15 strikeouts over 21 innings. He's recorded three quality starts at the Oakland Coliseum, tossing six-plus innings while allowing just two runs or less in all three contest. He is going up against 32-year-old right-hander Chris Bassitt, who is 0-1 with a 5.06 ERA. He's in his eighth season in the big leagues. He came up with the White Sox in 14, missed most of 16 and half of 17, recovering from Tommy John surgery. During the last season's shortened year, Bassitt with a 5-2 record, 2.29 ERA, and 11 starts. He was named the American League Pitcher of the Month for September last year. During that month, he was 3-0 in four starts, allowing just one run over 26 and two-third innings. He was their opening day starter. The 6'5", 217-pound right-hander made the start on opening day against the Houston Astros, went 5 1/3 innings, allowing three runs on four hits while striking out three. So it's Clayton Kershaw and Chris Bassitt both looking for their first wins of the year. Dodgers looking to win their fifth in a row as they take on the A's, as we're 15 minutes away from first pitch from Oakland. Keys to the game are coming up next. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Series Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers and A's. First pitch from the Coliseum is coming up in just a little bit. Clayton Kershaw on the mound looking for his first win of the year. Let's go back out to the booth, though. Tim Nevert and Rick Monday, guys.
All right, Tim, thank you. The A's and the Dodgers tonight. For the A's, it's Chris Bassitt pitching. He was the opening day starter. He is 0-1. He was scheduled to pitch against the Dodgers late in spring training, but Bob Melvin scratched him. He didn't want the Dodger hitters to get a look at him, and he pitched in a simulated game that day instead, so the Dodger hitters will get their first look at Chris Bassitt tonight.
Yeah, here's a big guy, 6'5 to begin with, and he has never faced the Dodgers in the past. And if you look at last year, that may be the breakout season. This is the sixth year that he's come and gone at different times in the big leagues, but 11 starts a season ago, 5-2, and he had the sixth lowest earned run average of 2.29 in Major League Baseball last year.
So it'll be Bassitt against Clayton Kershaw. Kershaw looking to bounce back from a subpar performance on opening day, an ERA of 7.94, but against the Oakland Athletics, he has done well. He has no decisions, no wins, no losses. However, his ERA is under 1.7.
Yeah, the curveball was inconsistent the first out that he had up in Denver. There are 30 major league teams in baseball. Clayton Kershaw has victories against 23 of those franchises. The Oakland Ball Club, by the way, is not on the list of 23. Tonight, he'd like to have 24 teams with victories against.
And Kershaw back at sea level. He didn't throw that many curveballs at Colorado in the high altitude. Expect him to throw more curveballs tonight?
I expect him to have more curveballs, but I expect a better breaking curveball. The other part, too, is the slider was not the slider that we see with Clayton Kershaw throws it with teeth. It did not bite a great deal in that start up in Denver, but I expect tonight, and especially with the A's, they've had trouble with the bats. Runners in scoring position, by the way, they're hitting well below the Mendoza line. Kershaw liked to keep it that way.
Dodgers looking to clinch the series with a win tonight in Oakland. Dodgers 4-1, the A's 0-5. We count you down to the first pitch. Let's go back to Tim Cates.
All right, thanks very much, guys. Again, no Cody Bellinger in the lineup. He is getting evaluated after getting spiked on the calf last night. Chris Taylor not in the lineup tonight, but we heard Dave Roberts mention it earlier. He is available to pinch run or come off the bench if needed tonight, but don't expect to see him. He last night came out of the game after getting hit on the elbow by a pitch. But the Dodgers with Mookie Betts in center field, Gavin Lux getting the start at second base, and Zach McKinstry in right field batting ninth as Clayton Kershaw gets to start his second of the season, looking for his first win of the year. We'll have first pitch when we come back from Oakland. It's the Dodgers and A's. Rick has the first call with Tim Nevert. When we come back, I'm Tim Cates. This is Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck on the World Series Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Enjoy the game, everybody.